right, Suze?
I'm fine, love. How are you?
Yeah, fine, thanks.
Great. Should we do a bloody podcast?
Yeah.
Okay, hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Susie, you sounded like you were AI then.
I was thinking about being AI.
It would suit you actually to be AI, yeah.
What would you do if you found out I was a robot?
Well, I'd probably ask you to write a screenplay for me since that's what they're all doing.
Are you worried about robots taking your job?
Not really. I mean, I think I did look at some of the AI jokes and stuff, and they're a mixed bag.
And it's so also am mine.
So are we all. But I think they're slightly, maybe it's fine, but I don't know. I've never gone onto like a website chat portal and been like, oh, this is just like talking to a person.
Yes, that's very true.
I'm just like, it's always like, I'm sorry, I cannot deal with that for you. Someone will call you. Please call this number.
Yes, I am sorry. Yes, you're probably right. Until they can not be like, I didn't understand you. Is it yes or no?
I'm sorry. Did you? Yes. That doesn't seem to match anything in our record. Even I think online shopping as well. People go like, oh, it's so great. It's not though, is it? It's not that great.
You know, me and you like fannying around a shop, don't we? That's the truth of it.
But then you can fanny around on the internet and then you've got to wait for the bloody thing to be delivered.
Yeah. And then what if you're not in?
Yeah. Well, then you've got to stay in. So you think, well, I might as well have just gone to the shops.
That's the thing. And then you'd had a more pleasant time and got a coffee.
Or what if it's the wrong thing? You know, and then you've got to send it back or phone them. They don't care.
Well, that's the thing that I have trouble with, because then I try it on. I think this isn't for me. Then I'll put it back in its bag. I'll get it all ready. And then I'll leave it by the door for 2 weeks. And then I'll miss the deadline. The deadline. And then everyone will hate me. And then I'll give the clothes to someone. So I shouldn't go to waste. So please have this thing.
Oh, that's nice. Anyone in particular, or you just walk out of the door and give it to someone?
Just walk out of the door. Anyone that's there. Oi, you boy. Would you like a thing?
Gosh, I have seen some people walking past your house wearing some really exuberant blazers.
So yeah.
It does make
just
sense.
Just lots
now.
Of different velvets.
Oh, yeah. Bomber jackets. Lovely.
You know, a jazzy print for sure.
For sure.
How have you been, Tom? You had 3 days in Birmingham. How was that?
Oh, it was lovely. Thank you, Susie. I had 3 days in Birmingham and then I had a day in Cheltenham and then I've had a couple of days sort of off, but I was doing some other bits. And then I'm heading back on the road for Basingstoke and Hull and York. So
I had a lot of fun at my show in Hull.
I've always had a nice time in Hull.
I played the Hull truck.
Lovely place.
Very nice theatre.
Lovely place. And
you're
also almost in the round, aren't you?
You are almost in the round. Do you know where I went last week, which was, I just need to shout out what a great theatre it was. The Liverpool Everyman. Tom, have you been? You simply must.
No, I've never been to the Liverpool Everyman. I'd like to go there.
Oh, honestly, it's run by such lovely people.
Well, of course, and it's kickstarted so many great careers.
Mine included.
Yours now.
Of course, I'm Liverpudlian.
And Liverpudlian people like you. Stephen Graham, I think, started off there.
Yes.
Lots of other people. Yeah, great.
Yeah, well, there you go. There you
lovely.
Go.
Oh, lovely. The Eurovision city, of course.
Well, yes. And I was there just before Eurovision. And two groups of people that know how to have fun, gays and Liverpudlians.
Oh, what a combo.
The city was alight.
Oh, I bet it was. I bet it was.
It was. Good vibes only, I'd say.
Great vibes. Yeah, lovely. Oh, that's nice, isn't it? That's nice. Oh, and my garden bench has arrived.
Oh, I know you briefly spoke about dedicating it to someone. Should we?
We could, of course. Yes, I don't know. We could dedicate it to myself sitting down.
Yes, who likes to sit here.
The problem was the truck. They didn't explain that the truck couldn't get down my road.
It's quite narrow.
Driver, yeah. So we had to go up the road. He was like, I can't get through there. There's a width restriction. I was like, no, that's not until the other end of the road. And then I had to persuade him. He had to go and turn round. He then came up there. We had to reverse down.
What did he do? Go past the church?
He ended up reversing round by the church.
Yeah.
And then we picked it up out of the back. And had to
what, you and
it
Alf?
Me and Alf and my mum.
Like Big Butch Boys? And your mum filmed it? Oh, my God. Yeah. Tom, good for you. Always getting that filming work, aren't you?
Always thinking about that content, aren't I?
Hashtag content. Hashtag spawn.
Yeah, that's us.
What does the bench look like?
Well, it's sort of a grey metal, but it's not grey metal because I don't like anything too grey all the time. But it's kind of a metal.
Oh, it's a metal one. It's not a wooden one. It's not the trad wood.
Well, I thought about going for the trad wood, actually. But then I thought, well, wood, I think, has to be treated, doesn't it? And it can...
Yeah, you've got to treat it nice. You've got to take out a cup of tea.
Treat it real nice.
You've got to treat it like a good girl.
You've got nice garden furniture, haven't you, Suze?
Oh, Tom, thanks so much for saying that.
And what have you got, wood or metal?
It's sort of metal and mesh. Sort of like a club in Berlin.
That sounds very interesting. It does sound like a... Yeah, very kind of clubby. Hamburg, no, even.
I've never been.
Metal and mesh, yeah. Very.
That sounds like that could be a club night, metal and mesh.
Yeah, heavy metal and people wearing mesh tops, yeah.
So like gay heavy metal. Are there a lot? Is that a Venn diagram that crosses over much?
There's quite a lot of gay drummers, actually, Susie.
Well, Owain Wynne Evans.
For example. I don't know if he plays much metal, but yeah.
But yeah. I bet he could. He's very good on the drums,
you know. He's very good. He's very good.
And a lovely guy.
Lovely person. True. Very true.
How do you know loads of gay drummers?
Well, magazines.
What kind of magazines? You listening? Are you reading Drumming Weekly?
Gay Drummers Weekly. Homes and Interiors and Gay Drummers. It's a real...
I took a sip of my tea at a real inopportune moment then.
Woman and Gay Drummers. Yeah.
Yes. The Lady and Gay
Drummers. Woman and Homo would be a good one, wouldn't it?
That would be a great magazine. That's what we should have called this podcast.
Woman and a Homo.
We would have finally worked out what it was.
What it was that we're actually doing here. Homos and Interiors. That would be a nice
magazine. That's nice. Mm. I was doing some writing earlier this week where I was thinking about the fact that as a teenager, I worked in a corner shop, Tom.
Oh, that's nice. You've had a few jobs.
I've had so many jobs.
There was the donut van, there was the cafe.
Yes.
The corner shop.
Pubs, corner shop.
Wow.
Always had to have a job. You know, my father, very into
pushing.
Very into pushing. But I was thinking about the fact that we used to stock all of these really unusual magazines.
Oh, yes.
Because there's a magazine for everything. And then I was like, and then I sort of started having a look. And I thought maybe I could share some of them with you, which I thought might just make you chuckle. So there's one that's just called Carp, which is about fishing. Carp.
Carp.
Just carp.
Lovely.
Emu Today and Tomorrow. It's a magazine for emu farmers. It sounds like bollocks. It's not.
But I can understand like a newsletter or somebody like, because how many people are actually writing on it? Do you know what I mean? Like,
well, I haven't bought all of them. I've just been looking them up.
Just looking them up, yeah.
Oh, no, this is good. Tom, if you were a gentleman who was working in farming and you were making potatoes, what would you call yourself?
Chips, mash or roast?
Spudman.
Spudman. Okay, fine. Okay, Spudman. Lovely.
That's about growing potatoes.
Okay.
Now, this one is slightly strange. Excellent. It's called Girls and Corpses.
What's that about?
I think it's like girls in bikinis and then cars.
Sorry.
It's very strange.
But did you just call Girls and Corpses?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds
really strange.
But it's
why girls and corpses, you ask? Well, if like me, you're into two things, beautiful girls and rotting corpses, then why not bring these together in one great magazine?
Is that what the tagline is?
Yes, it's very strange. Elevator World.
Elevator World, I could get on board with, yeah.
Yeah, very up and down, I imagine.
Yeah, very up and down. Very good. Elevator World. What? And the new developments in, well, lifts, as we would call them.
Of course, we're not American today. This one I quite enjoyed. It's called Practical Sheep, and then in smaller letters, Goats and Alpacas. The Essential Guide to Small Field Animals. The thing that I'm wondering about Practical Sheep, and please, if there's anyone that writes on it, do get in touch, is once you've said all the things that you need to know, once you've got the Essential Guide, on a sort of, I guess it's a quarterly magazine rather than monthly, how much more is there going to be to learn?
Well, that's always my concern. I mean, maybe they have some quizzes in the back. That might be quite fun, a bit of levity when you're on the back of your tractor or whatever.
Yes, that's nice.
Word search, maybe.
And then there's one called Twins.
Mm.
And that is the... It's a magazine all about twins. Just twins.
Oh, I'd like that.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, I mean, is it for people who are twins or people who just really like twins?
I think maybe both. The mag, it's called, its tagline is the magazines for multiples since 1984.
Oh, well, that's nice. They've been going a while.
They have been.
You can't argue with that.
Nearly no, there's clearly an audience.
There's an audience. I'll say there's double the audience, in fact.
And my favourite, which is miniature donkey talk.
Oh, well, that's just chat, is it? Letters written about miniature donkeys.
Yes.
I imagine that community is probably quite into, you know, what were like kind of letters, community.
Are you okay? Have you just...
I couldn't think of the word there at all. Sorry.
What were you thinking of? Correspondence.
I was thinking about correspondence. That's the word I was trying to get to. Yeah, absolutely.
Correspondence. Absolutely.
Correspondence, exactly.
Tom, this is a great opportunity for us to do some correspondence.
Oh, so smoothly done, Sue.
Oh, wasn't that good?
Lovely, beautiful. God,
it's almost like I'm a professional.
You are, honey. You are.
Thank you so much.
Honey, I wonder if I ever said that before.
I don't know. That felt really weird.
Honey. Like, honey. That sort of,
who have
honey.
You caught that from?
I think that's some sort of drag thing, isn't it? Honey. I feel like H-E-N-A-Y. Now,
like Love of Huns?
Maybe an extension of that. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
Well, how do you feel about people calling... So now people are using the word mother. So people are saying like, oh, she's a room... Who's going to mother tonight? So Daniel Fox, friend of the show, who's very funny, he was telling me that he heard some Instagrammers saying that that's like... They were going to like... They were talking about the Met Gala and they were saying, who's going to be mother tonight? As in, who's going to like really serve a look?
Again, what does any of that mean?
I don't know it.
Who's going to look the best? Is that what it means?
Yeah, I think people are going to be like, who's put on a nice dress? Why can't we just say that?
Well, exactly. This is what I'm always resisting, this new Jake Lambert friend of ours.
Friend of the show, indeed.
He was saying about scripting and how it's a very human thing, is that we script, and there's probably a better definition of it than this, but like, for example, the word...
We don't script this fucking podcast, I can tell you that much.
But like literally, when everyone started saying literally, I literally cannot...
Yes.
I literally, or like random, oh my God, there was so random, there's so many randoms there, oh my God, and that's really random.
Obviously, obs.
That kind of thing. So when people start, I remember at school, the word minger coming in, but you know, like...
The way that you touched your own chest as you said minger.
Minger.
Are you okay?
No, not really. Those terms about sort of human bonding that we kind of go like, oh, like any slang, I suppose, is usually...
Yeah.
Because people are always obsessed with like Americans like to talk about Cockney rhyming slang, assuming it's a whole language. It's not really... A bit like Polari. People are like, there was a secret gay language. It's like, I don't think it was. I think it was just like a few fun words that people threw in.
Yeah, and like a secret society.
Yeah,
it was like a special knock.
A special knock that you were like, oh, but I think it was always meant in jest. I don't think people were like, oh, grammatically in Polari, that doesn't make...
Oh,
you know,
God, no, there wouldn't have been any of those people, surely.
I mean, I think probably there might be people now who would probably try and claim that. I don't know. But I think it was like, do you know what I mean, though?
I totally agree, yeah.
You know, we've talked about it before, like our dad's various nonsense terms for money.
Yes. A bucket of sand, a grand.
A bucket of sand, yeah. All of that. But I don't know. But I think it's all about kind of bonding with other groups and going like, we're in the same little group.
Well, yeah. And I feel like mother has probably... So now it's something which I think has been sort of co-opted by sort of Instagram gals.
Charming.
And I imagine it's come from like the... I don't know this, but my assumption would be that it's come from the ballroom drag scene where there was like a mother drag, like a drag queen mother.
I think in Paris is Burning, there's a lot of reference to like, I'm the mother of the house.
Yeah, that's what I thought, yeah.
And it sort of means you're the sort of grandee, doesn't it, I think?
Well, yeah, and they do that on RuPaul's Drag Race. So they'll be like, they might have come from like a house of.
Oh, yes.
And that means there's like a drag queen.
Oh, people are obsessed with status, aren't they?
Tom, I am reading such an interesting book.
Oh, what is it?
I'm absolutely loving it. It's called The Success Myth.
Oh,
and it's
right.
by Emma Gannon. And it is so fascinating. As someone that has like always like really put like my career at the forefront of my mind and been very obsessed, makes it sound kind of gross, but I think to a degree, like quite obsessed with like whatever the thing I was doing, whether it was like when I was a teenager, I was very obsessed with musical theatre. And then when I got into comedy, I became obsessed with, you know, I knew all the different kinds of comics. I watched all the specials. I went to see loads of stand-up. And how we basically, it's, I mean, I don't, I'm going to really like fuck up what the book's about. And if the if the writer was listening, she'd be like, that's not what I fucking meant. I don't know. If she, I'm guessing she doesn't talk like that.
That's very educated. I can't wait to see what she's got to say.
No, she's brilliant. She's brilliant. But it's about how we, you know, you can sort of get to a state, if you play the status game and if you play the sort of ambition game and the success game, it's sort of never ending.
Sure.
You know, because it would just always keep moving. So, you know, you can say, oh, I really want to be, for example, a professional stand-up comedian. And you go, okay, well, I've got there. And you go, well, no, I don't want to play the clubs. I want to do my own tour.
Yeah,
I don't want to play the smallest room on the tours. I want to play that. Oh, I want to be an arena stand-up. Oh, I want to be one of the five British comics that gets a Netflix special. Oh, I want to be worldwide. Like, it just doesn't stop. And it is such an interesting book, and it's been so great for me. It's called The Success Myth. And it's been really good to, you know, to just work out what it is that you want to do.
Right, that's the thing. Yeah, what I talk about with my therapist a lot is that, just that sort of...
I think of me as your therapist a lot of the time.
Well, and of course, this is basically therapy. But like this idea that we don't tune into ourselves. I think during the pandemic, we had, I felt like I was supposed to do it. Like to go, and I could feel it in my shins because I sort of felt like I was like suddenly grounded and suddenly able to go.
In your shins?
I could actually feel.
Good for you, Tom.
My shins are very grounded, Sue.
People well, I've always said, I don't trust my gut, but I do trust Tom's shins.
That's what we.
You know, I've always said that. On them.
I told you. Oh, I told you about my burning.
Yes, Tom. But I won't give you any sympathy if you insist on doing
steaming yourself
live. It's. I love you, and I care about you, but I have to draw a line somewhere.
It was a line. It was a line, wasn't it? There, but
well, it was probably a crease, wasn't that? Was the issue?
That was it. Well, there was a crease. There was a. It was sort of a ruffledness.
Oh, hello.
And there would come full circle. But the, well, yes.
You can feel it in your shins. Sorry, I shouldn't have interrupted. Pretty
much, no, not at all. But that feeling of groundedness and kind of like, I belong here and I know what I want and I know, and I don't need anything else. This is enough for now.
Yes.
Like, I don't need anything. I don't need to worry about anything beyond this because there was nothing beyond our homes at that time.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, you know, that, but the myth, like you say, of like, get something else, get something new.
Yeah. And I think it's the same with like finances. Obviously, life is easier with money. You know, money, people that say like money can't buy you happiness. No, they can't, but it can make your life an awful lot easier.
Yes.
But, you know, that's the chapter that I just read last night. Like, it's called The Money Myth. And it's about how, you know, once you've got an amount of money and your life is comfortable, the rest is just money that's going in your bank.
For sure. Yeah, for sure.
You know, it's like, well, there's only so many holidays you can have. What's the point of having more than one house?
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah. It's anyway, it's been great. If anyone's having feelings about their career or about just their lives and how they view themselves, I highly recommend it. It's called The Success Myth.
Well, I can't tell you how content I felt yesterday when I just started doing the garden a bit.
Took me through your day. Tell me
what
you
did. It was a sunny day.
Yes.
Well, we actually had a bit of a sad start to the day, which I think you will understand, Susie, but I know that some people don't get it. But, you know, Mum had often looked after her friend's dog, Bo.
Yes.
Sadly, she was looking after her this week and found that she had passed on.
Your mum found her.
Yeah, and she was on her mum was on her own. And,
oh no, that's really sad. Was your mum okay? She was okay.
Yeah, she was okay. I think we all just feel really sad because she was such a lovely dog.
She was such a lovely dog.
But you know, for some people, if you've never had like animals that you feel close to, then of course it doesn't. You like people like well.
No, but I think that people can empathise.
I hope so. I always think that animals act as like a conduit for like everyone's love. Like everyone in the family like projects all their love onto the
dog
or the pet, and then you know, like you say, "Well, I love you" to the dog, but you mean it to the dog, but you also mean it to the family.
Yeah,
sort of see the love from your other members of the family kind of projecting onto it. And so when the dog is no longer there, it's like, well, where do we direct, you know? So I don't know, there's all sorts of kind of...
Yeah, I think you're very right. And I think that it's also a, like, when I go to mum and dad's house, like the baby loves Ron, my mum's poodle. Yes, he's called Ron. or if you give him his full name, Ron Ron. but yeah, he's like, he feels like he's my little friend.
Yes, of course. Yes.
He like, you know, gets up and has a cuddle with my dad, who's like a geezer bloke. You know, there's, you know, he's all over my mum. He's really good with the baby. He's really, like, you know, it's it's a special connection, I think, with pets.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
And your mum spent a lot of time with Bowen, so did you.
We did, especially during the lockdown. She stayed with us for a while. And
also, I think, like, I remember how, like, my mum got Ron just after my nan died.
Oh, right.
And I think that, like, when you're grieving, being around something that's just like, I'm happy. Do you want to do something? Can I give you a cuddle? Yes. Do you want to go out? Oh, I can stay in, or I can go out. What do you want to do? Do you want to have a look at this thing? Like, it's such a welcome distraction.
Yeah, that's it, exactly. And I think in our world of, like, well, like we were saying about the book, about success and everything, we're so trained to be like, well, what's going on over there? I need to be there. What? I'm not that person, so I guess I'm no good.
Da, da, da. Yeah, how does this improve me right now? How am I taking a step on a rung by this? And it's like, well, but, no, animals take away the rungs.
The dog is just like, you're here, we love you.
Yeah.
Just do my thing. Please put some food out. Let's go for a walk. Yeah, and then, you know, it's lovely. So I think it was just like she had a bit of a cough for a while. I think it was just hard that mum found her.
Yes, definitely.
But I think as well, she, you know, had a lovely life and, you know, there's rational things, but you just sort of feel sad, don't you?
Yeah, of course. It doesn't matter how old someone or some animal is. I was going to say something, but I don't want to call Bo a thing.
No.
But, you know, you don't want, it doesn't matter, you know, how long you've had them, or, you know, it's about connection, isn't it?
It is about that, yeah. Well, I think, so it was just sort of a feeling of, we were a bit sad, so I said, mum came around and told me, and then, so we sat in the garden, and then the bench arrived, and we just sort of potted around, tidied things up, deadheaded a few flowers, checked out on the meadow turf, which is doing very well.
Oh, congratulations.
I got out the deck chairs.
Yes, please.
Nice. But just being amongst nature is very soothing. That's all I was going to say. Sorry, I went off on a big tangent.
No, that's fine. That's fine, and I'm pleased. Yeah. That's good. It's good to give yourself space for days like that, I think.
Absolutely. But I think as well, like when one is in the garden, it's sort of time to go, this is all you need. This is all we need to do. We don't need to think, oh God, if I had a Lamborghini, I'd be happy.
And do you think that's because you're not trying to be the best at the garden? Like, is it a way in which you hold the garden in your hands, quite literally, and going, well, no, I don't need to be, this is for me. I'm not getting judged on this. It's not like the garden's going to come around and go, I hate it.
What a shame. yeah, exactly.
But, it had potential, but here we are.
Yeah. Disappointing.
Or,
you
know, it's not going to be taken from you, and it's not like you've got to, try and sell it. It's just
absolutely
for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, I suppose, the thing, isn't it, about, like, not being distracted by the outside world and not looking sideways and just being like, oh, this is just, it's an extension of ourselves, of our creativity, I suppose, but in a...
Yes.
Not just our creativity, of course.
Well, Tom, I think we said we were going to do some correspondence, but now we've chatted about your day, which I think was more important. So let's have some correspondence next week.
Let's do correspondence next week, if you don't mind. Sorry, everyone. Sorry,
well, no, but Tom, I think it's good.
There, didn't I? But,
no, but it's good.
I like the sound of that book.
No, and I think it's good to... I mean, what are people here for, really?
What are they? I don't know, actually.
Life hacks?
I assume so. Business advice?
Oh, yes. Financial planning? You've got sort of to invest.
Invest.
In what? Fuck knows, but you've got to invest. You've got to invest your time.
Just make sure you invest, yeah.
You've got to invest time in the garden. That's what Tom's saying.
That's it. That is a good investment.
And if you haven't got a garden, plants around the house.
Plants around the house?
Oh, Tom, before we go, I've got to tell you, my plants in my lounge are doing so well.
Oh, well done, Suze. Gets the morning sun, I bet.
Yeah, it does.
Morning sun.
It does get the morning sun.
Very good, yeah.
And we've got like a tree. Honestly, it's huge. The reason I got it was because we've got a little bit of damp on the wall. And so I needed a massive tree to cover that.
Cover it?
Yeah.
I've got a tree in that sort of place. What sort of, is it a fig tree or a palm sort of tree? Or
it's like more of a palm tree. Yeah, it's like...
Oh, lovely.
It's very nice.
Oh,
it's
nice.
It's very nice. Auntie Jack bought it me for Christmas. Absolutely thriving.
Auntie Jack. Ooh.
And then we've got some other plants. And I couldn't tell you what the fuck they are, but they're green and one of them flowers. And it's lovely.
Oh, lovely.
But you know what I do, Tom? I don't water them. I put them in the sink and fill up it up like they're having a little bath.
Oh, that's nice. But I'm a bit worried about doing that with the whole tree.
Well, it's not. A tree is maybe a bit of a stretch. It's probably 2 foot tall.
2 foot tall?
Yeah, 2 foot tall.
Oh, okay. Nice. Nice. Lovely.
Big tree. I think, yeah, 2 foot tall. Yeah, I reckon so.
Yeah.
That's me using my forearm.
Yes, I liked that.
Thank you.
Is that a measure of horses as well? Hands?
No, that's hands.
Hands like that. Oh, I see.
That's just how I measure people.
That's how you measure people, is from the elbow to the end of your finger.
Because you know I don't, I measure all my friends, you know. Anyway, let's not get into that.
Look, it's a long story. Great.
To cut it short, I won't tell it. But we'll see you next time on Like-Minded Friends, won't we, Tom?
We'll see you next time on Like-Minded Friends. Okay. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for joining us. Okay, bye. Bye. Bye.